Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football as they wind down spring football practices. Just one more in the books. That'll be tomorrow with the annual spring game at War Memorial Stadium. Hopefully, we've got safety Elijah Halliburton joining us here on the program. Elijah, it certainly is a pleasure to talk with you. And how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
You know, you're from this area, so, you know, down in Colorado. So you're used to these April snows. This is nothing to you, right?
Nah, this is barely nothing, yeah. We got lots more back there.
Definitely. Tell me a little bit about this, because I talked to Milo Hall earlier this week, and I know he went to Cherry Creek, and you're from Overland. There's quite an Overland connection, quite a Denver metro area connection at the Wyoming Cowboys, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. We have Austin Conway. He's from the same school as me, and Kevin Prosser. So there's three of us from Overland. And then there's another safety that signed, who's an incoming freshman that signed from Overland, too. So we're bringing lots in.
What is it about that school, do you think? Is it competition? Is it just a good run of players and a good run of kids going through there right now? Or has it been that way for, you know, at Overland since you can remember?
From Overland, we bring a lot of competition there. We want to be great. You know, we don't want to be just average athletes there, so we always want to, you know, go to the next level, and that's what we're trying to do there.
You know, I was talking to Milo because, you know, he was going to walk on at CSU, a scholarship opened up here, and things kind of fell into place for him. When, and I don't know who recruited you, if anybody from in the state of Colorado had their eyes on you, but, you know, do you feel slighted when the home state, you know, doesn't necessarily come after you, and do you feel like you'll have that chip on your shoulder when CSU comes in, especially knowing that there's a rivalry with Wyoming?
Well, CSU did recruit me a little bit, but they said I was a little too young, not experienced enough, so I took my shot with Wyoming, and I do bring a chip, especially during that CSU game this year. I brought a chip on my shoulder and really wanted to get that boot back, so that's what we did.
You know, it's kind of funny you say they felt you were too young. I'm guessing that most incoming freshmen are probably all the same age and have the same experience. So that kind of line doesn't make it too much of a sense to me. But nonetheless, it's Wyoming's gain, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. So. Yeah, definitely. So Elijah Halliburton joining us here on the program. What did you take out of last year's experience, Elijah?
I took a lot out of it. Just learning the plays, learning the flow of the game and how big these guys are, how much that I need to improve and how much special teams counts and just every play actually counts instead of just, you know, holding back, you know, kind of in high school football because you're tired or something, you know, but every play in college football counts, so.
You know, being a highly recruited player out of the state of Colorado, no, did you feel like you'd get time right away at Wyoming, or did you feel like maybe you had to pay your dues? What was your thought process going into your freshman year?
My freshman year, I think I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect, if they were going to play me or not, and they just started to play me, and I was, you know, I just owned up to it and, you know, expected the, you know, most out of it, so, yeah.
Talking to Elijah Halliburton, playing with guys like Andrew Wingard and Marcus Epps in that defensive backfield, what do you learn from them? How much do you learn from them? And what kind of things you know, would they teach you along the way?
Marcus and Dewey are great safeties. I learned so much from them because they're like kind of like older brothers to me. You know, they critique me at everything, you know, just techniques and footwork, and, you know, Dewey, he's my position, really, free safety, and he definitely, like, helps me out. He's like a coach to me, and he helps me out so much, and they just critique me with everything they do, and I just love it because they get me better, and they make me a better player every day.
I mean, Dewey's another one of those Colorado kids coming in here, and, you know, freshman All-American, All-Conference team, stuff like that. It seems like that's a pretty good guy to learn from right there, Elijah. I mean, who knows? He could be a future NFL-type guy the way he's improving, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's really good.
Now, he's a pretty good hunter, too. I don't know. Have you ever been hunting with him?
No, not yet.
Are you a hunter at all, Elijah?
No.
Not much of a hunter, huh?
No. Nah.
Okay. I'm just curious. You never know. You never know what guys are into. Free time for Elijah Halliburton. What are you doing around Laramie? Do you ever make it back home? I know it's kind of busy with football and all that, but what does Elijah Halliburton like to do in his free time?
On my free time, I like to go play some basketball. I played basketball in high school.
Okay.
Won 2 state championships back-to-back, and so I just go play some basketball with some of the guys. Or we go back to some of the friends' houses in Longmont, Colorado, and just, you know, go hang out and enjoy time.
If you and Austin Conway were playing one-on-one, who wins and why?
Ooh, I would win.
You would win. So you think you're a better basketball player than Austin?
I think so.
Okay.
You can ask him on this, too.
I you know what? I need to get him back on the show because that you know, he, and of course you know full well he was playing basketball with the Cowboys. That's a bold statement right there, Elijah. I like that though. Very confident. What was your game like? What type of player were you?
I was a 3-4, and I was the aggressive one. I used to get a lot of rebounds, and I would just get a lot of layups and dunks, and do one-on-one matchups because I was a little physical.
Okay.
And so that's my game. I kind of played like that all the time, just with a chip on my shoulder, like kind of like Scottie Pimpin.
Who else are good basketball players? Maybe guys that we wouldn't expect that would be good basketball players that are playing football for the Cowboys.
Yo-Yo.
Who's that?
Johanna.
Really?
Yes, he's really athletic to be how big he is.
Can he dunk?
He's really up there. He's super close.
He's close? That's a big body to get up there and throw down, right?
Yeah. And Drew.
Okay. Drew Van Manen?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fullback. He's kind of crazy, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... But no. there's lots of us that play basketball.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Does it get pretty competitive?
It does, and that's when we have to, like, kind of chill out a little bit because
right.
we're still, you know, playing football, you know, and don't want to get hurt, but it definitely gets competitive.
Do you ever play any games against the current Wyoming basketball team?
No, not yet, but I remember having a few encounter actions with them and just telling them, like, I don't know, just playing them one-on-one and, seeing how that would go, so...
Who would you like to try to play one-on-one that's with the Cowboys now?
I would say Justin James,
ooh.
JJ.
Boy, that'd be tough, man. He's good. He's smooth.
Yeah.
Can you match him, you think?
I think so.
All right. Very confident. Elijah Halliburton joining us here on the Sports Zone. So, spring game is tomorrow. What are you looking to get out of that? Because I think, from what I've heard, you went through a very extensive, intense scrimmage last Saturday. This Saturday might be toned back a little bit more. What are you expecting for that spring game tomorrow, and what do you hope to gain out of it?
I just hope to gain... I mean, well, it's still an evaluation, but not as a big one. As big for the coaches, but it's still a evaluation. And so we're going to – I'm just going to go play and have fun, move fast, and just have fun. So
it's unfortunate that Dewey was injured earlier on in spring, but you being behind him seems like you've really taken advantage of that. You know, you don't want to see your teammates get hurt, but it seems like you took advantage of that opportunity, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, well, even if Dewey was playing, I still take advantage of all my opportunities and anything, you know, that they give me, so.
Hey, Elijah, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy the spring game, and we'll catch up with you
Thank
in the
you.
Fall. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.